Chapter 2, The School. The bird arrived at the school during little break on Wednesday morning. For a few minutes it flew around the school in clumsy circles. Finally, it landed heavily on the basketball hoop in the middle of the playground. Mrs. Green, the teacher on yard that day, was fascinated. The bird was as big as a small man, oddly plump with short wings, a short tail and short skinny legs. It was grey, except for its head, which was white, and with a bald patch on the crown. "Children, be careful," said Miss Green. "Stand back from the bird and take care not to frighten it away. We must get a closer look at this fascinating creature. It's remarkable." The children moved away, forming a wide circle around the centre of the playground. The bird stared directly at Miss Green. It made a funny, sniffling noise, and then it spoke.
"What's remarkable," said the bird in a nasal voice, "is that you spotted me at all, strolling around the playground, daydreaming when you should have been watching the children. I could see some of them causing trouble from a mile up."
"It can talk," shouted a girl. "It's a giant parrot."
"Look at its slimy beak," shouted a boy. "It's disgusting."
And indeed, the bird's beak was dripping with yellow-greenish slime.
"Very rude of you, young man," the bird squawked. "I've just got a bit of a cold."
Suddenly the bird squinted his eyes and its head started to twitch, shaking from side to side.
"Ah, ah, ah, ah,"
it squawked. "Listen carefully to its call, children," Miss Green said. "It may help us identify it." Squawked the bird, shaking its head from side to side and loosely flapping its wings.
"Fascinating," said Miss Green.
"Look at its dance. I wonder what it means."
Chew!
The bird sprayed gallons of yellow-green slime over the playground. Poor Miss Green, standing closest to the bird, was covered from head to toe in a thick coat of slimy yellow-green bird snot.
"Fascinating," she exclaimed,
as pandemonium broke out all around her. An hour later, the school was covered in slime, and the children were told not to come back to school.